Sorry, I got a cold. Vai me ai kai hea kamakani au mai na hale a kiki pupu he la au kalai ana ke anu io kana hele u mai ki kua kula o e ka malana e a kiki pupu no luka maka o ka o Hawaii o uli nini au e hakau Pua o ko ai e hai ki anu kana hele a o waika. E ala, e ala, e a, Hello and welcome. Our theme this year is rites of passage. We have a board back there which shows the birth, marriage, and death through the life of Hawaii. I don't like to do the death part too much, but we have everything up on the board. And to keep it interesting, we selected King Kamehameha, which was our greatest king of all. He was the one that united all the islands together and put into one kingdom. So on there we have the life of King Kamehameha on the back side. And on the front side we show the King Kamehameha's lineage. He traced his lineage back to the gods of old. That's the old Hawaiian way. And to Liloa, who was the person right under God, the high chief, right underneath the gods of Hawaii. The line of Kamehameha goes down. King Kamehameha was a very interesting person. He had 21 wives. Guys, can you imagine 21 wives? Well, out of the 21 wives, four of the wives were of very high rank. And one of the wives of Kamehameha was higher than Kamehameha's rank, but he was the king. So even Kamehameha had to bow down to her. But he was the ruler of the islands. Out of her loin came two of the kings, King Kamehameha the second and third. And out of one of his other wives came two of the other kings. And his other wife came our Princess Pauahi, who was our last ruler, our last Kamehameha line. Then from that line, we go into the King Kalakaua line. And that was our line. That's my family line. We come on the Kamehameha through Kalakaua line. So there's a lot. Since he had 21 wives, there's thousands of Kamehameha people living that have royal lineage. My side goes way back. The people I don't care for, my great-great-grandfather was Ali Inui, who was the high chief. And the people that I don't really care for now in America, it's what he did. He was a tax collector. So I said, why was he a tax collector? Anyway, what I like to do now, if you come over there, I'll explain a lot to you about what's going on. We like to do a show part now. We like to bring out a hula dancer, one of our hula dancers. Her name is Kalei Nani. And she'll be doing a beautiful Hawaiian number called Pohai Ke Aloha. In Hawaiian songs, there's such thing as a kauna. Kauna. Kauna is a hidden meaning of a song. And sometimes you hear pua. In one of the songs, you hear pua in it. Pua means flower in Hawaiian. But to disguise the song, they say he pua ui, the beautiful flower. But they're talking actually about a girl. So a lot of the Hawaiian songs have hidden meanings in them. They don't want anybody else to know when they're singing, you know, to their sweetheart. So they use the word pua, flower. That's used quite a bit. This song is called Pohai Ke Aloha. This is an ukulele. We got this idea from the Portuguese when they came to Hawaii. The name is ukulele. Uku in Hawaiian means flee. Lele means to jump up and down or to fly. When the Hawaiian saw the strings moving, they thought the strings were bouncing and fleas were jumping on it. This is how they got the name, ukulele. So nobody said, don't say ukulele now, it's ukulele. Flea flying or flea bouncing. Minuaka. Pohai. Pohai ke aloha. Lai ke kino. Ko minuaka mai. Me kawai maka ke hake hai kawai puhilani hopulu ana I o papalina kane mai kane mai ake Kamalani, kamanui, kamaiki, kahome, ona, ali, holokai. Eo mai. Eo mai, kulani. Leilo ke o maui. Okay. Eu mai. Eu mai kulani lei lo ke o maui I mana e ia me ke aloha mali Mahalo. Thank you. We'd like to bring out two of our hula dancers while Kalinani goes back and dress for the next number. They're going to do a number called He Ui. Ui in Hawaii means beautiful. He Ui, this one is one about the song Pua. Pua the flower, meaning a beautiful girl instead of beautiful flower. This is a lover's song where the girl flirts with the guy and the guy trying to attract him, and finally they get married, which is what the theme's all about. Okay, it's going to be done with the CD. These girls come from Naopiopio, Kumu of the Halau or the Hula School is Antikawi Brandt. Okay. Any guy crazy. My song is ending. About a beautiful woman. You can come with me. A beautiful flower. Give them a big hand. Mahalo. Mahalo nui loa. I'd like to thank them for coming and volunteering to do a number in this show and a couple other shows. We'd like to bring Kalei Nani back up. I was a hula instructor for years. I sort of retired from entertainment about 15 years ago. So I do one show a year, and usually it's at the folk festival. So I got to get back into it every year. We'd like to do a song. It's a sort of a rascal song. It's called Noho Pai Pai. Noho Pai Pai means rock in your chair. Like all of us reach that age where you like to just sit back and rock. I make this Tuesday, I'll be 65. And I'm going to find me a rocking chair, and I'm going to just cruise back and forth. Okay, this is a beautiful number. It's done with the implements. The uli uli, which is the feathered gourd. The ipu, which is a gourd that's hollowed out and cleaned out. And the pu'ili, which are split bamboos. She's going to be utilizing all those instruments to do her number. Ready?
Pupue ihopa emehana Oniana hoese kupoli Pupue ihopa emehana Oniana hoese kupoli
Have any questions about anything about Hawaii? Keep it short and simple. Okay, I like to do an old number. This number was done a long time ago. My grandfather did it, my father did it, and we haven't done this song for a long time. If you go to Florida, most of the Hawaiian groups in Florida don't sing the old songs. They don't know the old songs. They're singing all the modern song, upbeat, reggae. A lot of reggae songs in Hawaii now. They're keeping up with everybody else. But this is an old number. It's called Hi'ilawe, and it's a place on the island of Hawaii.
Kupakaka ikena o hi'ilawe Ikapapalohi mai a o Ipakele ahu au I kanui manu Hawala au ne puni vai pi o A ole no vau e loa amai Ahi uhi vai au no ke kua hiwi Ahe hiwa hiwa au na kamakua Ahelei ai na ke No puna ke alu kai hiki mai No ika vai lele a o hilame Ha ina ia mai ana ka puanua Kumakaka ikena a o hilave Ha ina ia mai ana ka puanua Kumakaka ikena a o hilave
That's he love it. Thank you. Most of the old songs ended with Haina ia mai anakapuana. That means my song has now ended. So every old Hawaiian song, if you see songs like the first one we did, it doesn't say Haina, so it's a modern song. The old songs always ended with that. And the second part of it is the line of the first verse. So my song is ended about the beautiful flower. So it's very, very, very simple. Kalei Nani will be coming out again to do a Hawaiian wedding song. It's probably the most popular song in Hawaii. This is not the original wedding song, but this is the wedding song that's been used quite a bit. So it became the Hawaiian wedding song. How many of you have seen Blue Hawaii, the movie? Okay, Elvis sang it. He did a good job on this song. He's one of our favorites in Hawaii. Everybody loves Elvis in Hawaii because he spends a lot of time there. And he spreads the wealth. We had a group we played many years in Waikiki. Our sound system broke down. And he was sitting back. He sends up $1,000, $2,000. He said, play my song. We wrote a song called Glass Ball when we were in college. So we sing about the glass balls that come off the nest from Japan and ends up on Japan shores, Hawaii shores. So Elvis, when you see that, we look in the audience and we see him way in the back, sitting way in the back. But when our sound system broke down, we changed instruments. The next day we walked in, we see this big sound system sitting in there and had a big Aloha E. And we knew it was from Elvis. That's the kind of things he does, you know, really good things. She did a show last night up in Georgia. Got back at 2 o'clock. I woke them up at 3:30. I went to sleep at 1. We got up at 3:30 and drove from Orlando up here. So I told her, if I fall asleep on a plane, continue dancing. It's my age. Thank you. I picked up a cold on the way up because of the heat. I believe you catch cold from the heat. Okay, we're going to do another old number. And this is a very rascal song. Too many kids there. This is a very rascal song for the guys and the ladies. When the guys go to parties and the women come up and dance, and the guys jump up and join them dancing.
Hene hene ko waka, ko le ale apa, ame ama ama uia, for you and I. Akakuira makeki, honi honi kokino, ame ama ama uia, for you and I. E kaka aku mako, ayana ik pipis tu, ame ama ama uia, for you and I. Awaikiki mako, awana ike kai, ame ama ama uia, for you and I. Ikapahulu mako, ika pipis tu, ame ama ama uia, for you and I.
Now the hyena part.
Hyena mai kapuana, ko lea lea pa, ame ama ama uia, for you and I. Hyena mai kapuana, ko lea lea pa, ame ama ama uia, for you and I.
Thank you. Mahalo nui, Lord. That means thank you very much.